This is your daily mind medicine.
Hey, what's up? Happy Wednesday. Brace yourself. It's going to be okay. I want to talk to you about a massive hurdle to the high performance life. You want to hit your numbers. You want to hit your targets. You want to not be broke. You want to stop being the bottom of your class, the bottom of your crew. This is part of it. I'm working on one of our sales teams right now who's, I mean, they're good. We have undeniable talent on this team. But there's a problem with the team. And the problem is that they lie to themselves about themselves. Stay with me for a second. Let me fix this. This will be really helpful for you, I promise. So we have this process of end-of-day reviews, and people send end-of-day reviews, and they do the work. They post their end-of-day reviews. I do weekly reviews and monthly reviews, and y'all, I'm brutal with my weekly reviews. There's a lot to celebrate at the end of the week, but like all the time, there's something that I would fix. There's something that's like, if I could have done this different, it would have changed the way the week went. And for sure, the same case with my months. But what happens when somebody comes into our team is they're not used to this culture of honesty. What they're used to is the societal bullshit that makes you believe that you can just be a loser and a clown and get a 17th place trophy and be accepted. That's what culture has programmed us to do. Oh, it's okay, you're fat. That's okay, people don't understand. You can still be smart and fat. Yo, you cannot win if you are lying to yourself about yourself. That doesn't work. And so I'm passionate about this topic because I'm rebuilding. And I'm like, yo, why do you come in here? Why do people come in here and they say things like, if I repeated today 1,000 days in a row, and they have to put this answer in, they'd be like, oh, I'd be happy and healthy and a new version of myself. Bullshit. Zero chance. Like, I would short you like a stock straight to the bottom and make billions of dollars. Why? Because you don't do your lead indicators. You don't send messages on time. You're late to appointments. You don't hit the numbers that you want to hit on your dials, your emails, your texts. There's zero chance you ever become someone. Oh, Taylor, this is really, really mean, bro. This is really harsh. It's like old Taylor. Yeah, whatever. My point is actually the kindest thing that I can do for someone who is new to our organization is to remind them that all progress comes from self-honesty. And sometimes self-honesty is brutal. The ability to look yourself in the eyes and say, I am not living according to who I should be. My goals do not match my work ethic. My activities do not match my words. And therefore, I do not deserve to have the things that I want to have. We're going through this series right now on Arnold Schwarzenegger, probably the number one work ethic of anyone I've ever studied. The dude was ruthless. There was zero discrepancy between what he said he wanted and the work he was willing to put into the process of getting it. And so my challenge for us today is this, and people sometimes accept this and sometimes they don't. Sometimes people come into the organization, they just ping themselves right back out because like, oh my God, this is mean. Cool, go back to being homeless. Like that's the problem is our culture accepts such mediocrity that people can't handle honesty. But some rally underneath it and they say, you know what, you're right. I've always known that something was wrong and there was no cause and effect connection to me getting what I wanted. And they rally around it and they begin to practice self-honesty and they begin to say, you know what, I didn't honor my code today and I failed. Lose, loss. But when you honor your code, when you hit the decisions that you know you need to hit, even when the money does not accrue in the account immediately, you can count the day as a win. Here's what I'm asking us to do is to line up the things we say we want with the things we're willing to do to get it. Same thing is true in business as an entrepreneur. It is mind-blowing, mind-numbing. The people who are like, Taylor, you're so inspiring. What's one thing that you did that I can model? It's like, I hired a mentor and they're like, oh, I don't have any money. Well, good. Because obviously you're not trustworthy with money or else you would be at least open to finding the money. And it's a fascinating experiment when you really look at the resourcefulness necessary to be successful. This is not being mean. This is the kindest thing that I could say to an individual who says they want to live big, but they operate with small choices and they're not open about the cause and effect in their own lives. Challenge yourself, hold yourself to high standards, be ruthless with your commitments. See ya.